The Indian River School District in southern Delaware is facing tough financial decisions after voters rejected a $22 million referendum. Without the additional money, the district may have to cut staff, programs, and more. WHYY's Johnny Perez Gonzalez has more.
Indian River Superintendent Jay Owens says rising costs have outpaced revenue, making it harder to maintain current operations.
Over the past three fiscal years, our district operating expenses have increased an average of 7.4%, and that's largely due to inflation and unit growth, while our revenues have only increased 3.5%. It's similar to what's happening, you know, in our local communities, in our homes. Things have gone up, and we need to generate the revenue in order to be able to keep pace with that.
Without additional funding, middle school sports and the International Baccalaureate program could be on the chopping block.
Back in 2017, we were unable to pass the first referendum, and those are things we were looking at. So unfortunately, it's programmatic options. It's staffing. It's just we would look across the board.
The failed vote comes just a week after Smyrna School District's referendum was also rejected, leaving both districts facing difficult budget decisions. From the Delaware desk, Johnny Perez Gonzalez, WHYY News.